Hello, everyone. The government of Alberta is working to affirm that parents have the right to choose the kind of education they feel is best for their children. An inspiring example of action in BC recently, and something about excited footsteps bounding up the stairs. It's Wednesday, June 17th, and this is Quick Updates. Now, our focus on the reopening and expanding of worship services in the various provinces across the country meant that another important and positive development in Alberta didn't get a lot of airtime. Ed is here to share the exciting developments.
Hey, thanks, Colin. Well, a real encouraging update here in Alberta pertaining to the education file. Bill 15, the Choice in Education Act, was recently tabled. It's now past second reading. So many things to be thankful for. First of all, the government affirms in legislation that parents have the primary responsibility for the education of their children. Also, in the legislation, the government recognizing that private schools, that includes Christian schools, are reform schools, homeschools are valued and integral in providing choices in education for parents and for students. Also, affirming yet once more that one of the major strengths of the Alberta education system is school choice. And then the government also affirming in the Alberta Legislative Assembly that a fundamental aspect of this school choice is the fact that parents have many faith-based options to choose from. So parental choice, parental responsibility, so much to be thankful for, so much to be encouraged by. Thanks. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks so much, Ed. With COVID costs rising, the town of Smithers in BC found itself in a bit of a dilemma when the question of their rainbow crosswalk came up at town council. Here's Levi.
Hi, everyone. I want to bring an action story to your attention today. So up in the town of Smithers, the city council in the last couple months was deciding that maintaining the rainbow crosswalk in that community was just getting too expensive. So they wanted to replace that crosswalk with something else. And so they reached out to the community and asked their community, what should we do? And the ARPA supporters in Smithers and the chapter there, they sprang into action. They wrote 29 letters to the city council petitioning them not to replace that rainbow crosswalk with anything else. The city should not be advocating on the behalf of the LGBT community. They should not especially be promoting things that are contrary to God's word. Unfortunately, the city council decided to still have a rainbow flag instead of a rainbow crosswalk, but this is a phenomenal example of the grassroots like you getting involved in political action and political engagement. So thank you so much for everyone who participated in that up in Smithers. And for everyone else, remember that ARPA is you and you are ARPA. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks, Levi. Speaking of Smithers, Mark is joining us for this episode to talk about support in this time of COVID.
Thanks, Colin. On behalf of the board and staff, I want to pass on a very big thank you to those of you who continue to financially support ARPA's work through these more challenging times. A couple of days ago, I heard footsteps bounding up the stairs to my office here and a rapping on my door. I opened the door to find two girls aged about 8 and 12. With big smiles and each holding an envelope containing their donation for ARPA. You see, they have a little business that they operate and they tithe a portion of their earnings. They wanted to give this to ARPA. Well, receiving their support as well as yours is downright humbling, but it's also heartwarming. It's another reminder to us that you are the means through which God is continuing to provide for this mission. And he's been doing that so graciously month after month, year after year. Thank you. But even more, thanks be to God. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks very much, Mark. That's all for this week. If you have a grassroots story or action video that you'd like to share with us, let us know at info@arpacanada.ca. Thanks to you for watching Quick Updates. Please do like, share, and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.